The Downtown Windsor Business Improvement Association is welcoming the much-anticipated return of the Downtown Windsor Farmers Market for its 15th season. How great, already starting up, and it's March. Chris McLeod is chair of the Downtown Windsor BIA and joins us now. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I just love this. It makes me think of, you know, when they changed our clocks, so we don't change for as long anymore. You know, it's like November to March, where it used to be like October to April. It's like your market's doing the same thing. We're open more and more all the time now. I love it.
Yeah, we try to get started a little earlier and run a little later in the season because it's such a great environment down here downtown on Saturday morning. So as much as they'll give us good weather, we'd love to be here.
So let's tell, for people who've not been down there at all, let's talk about where it is, when it is, that kind of thing, all the bones of it.
Perfect. Yeah. So the market runs on Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Pulitzer Street is closed from Wyandotte to Park. And so that the entire street block there is loaded with 70-plus vendors every Saturday morning.
That sounds like a good thing indeed. And now, bringing it back, is it the same this year? Are we getting bigger? How's it working out?
So, yeah, we're going to have, similar quantity of vendors to what we had last year. We generally have a great assortment from, you know, flowers to fresh fruits and vegetables to breads and pastries and prepared foods to clothes and gifts and crafts. Everything for, you'd want to find at an open market, you can find downtown, you know, on Pulitzer Street on Saturdays.
Now, these are individual vendors, so they're usually there, you know, week to week, but sometimes they may not be because it's that much of a small business kind of thing. This isn't chains and this isn't, you know, a setup from, you know, coming in from another place. These are all are just local vendors.
Yeah, 100%. We get vendors from throughout the county. We have some vendors that come in from, you know, as far as Sarnia. We have a jam vendor that comes in and brings, he's got probably 50-plus different kinds of jams and jellies and stuff. So we do draw people from outside the area, but yeah, they're all, for the most part, Windsor Essex County crafts and fruits and food vendors.
And we've also got like a new group coming in, Good Greens, that's helped at reducing food waste coming in this year.
Yeah, so that was a program that we got sponsorship from the Libro Credit Union last year. We went and applied to their community program, and we started Good Greens. And really the idea behind Good Greens was, you know, we've got these vendors and all of this wonderful produce, but it has a shelf life. And so, you know, there are occasions at the end of the market when vendors have product left over, and we wanted to find a way to, you know, reclaim that and also, contribute to those in need in our community. And so through the program last year, we were able to, we pay a market value basically to our vendors for that leftover product. And then we recapture it and we donate it to local organizations that then turn it into healthy meals for those in need. So last year we were able to distribute almost 2,000 pounds of fresh produce that made just under 1,800 meals for those in need. So we're super excited to have that program back this year. And again, that was thanks to funding from the Libro Credit Union.
That sounds great. Well, I love the fact that it's opening so soon. Of course, we have such a nice long season here. That's what's great, to be able to do this where other places can't.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we living in Windsor and Essex County, we get, you know, 4 or 5 weeks earlier, warmer weather, and then, you know, 4 or 5 weeks in the fall. And that's what really allows us to extend the market season for us here. So, yeah.
So tell us a little more about downtown itself. How are things shaping up for this season?
We have a lot of stuff that's coming up for the downtown. You know, the staple things that people enjoy downtown are back again this year. So, you know, you'll see the Olette Car Cruise. You'll see Windsor National Film Festival later in the season. But for new stuff, As you maybe recall from last year, we purposed the vacant lot across the street from the Bull and Barrel and turned it into a beach volleyball court. That is going to get a ton of activity this year. So there's a volleyball league that's going to run that court two nights a week throughout the summer. And then there's going to be a couple of big tournaments being put on. So we're super excited to see that space being activated. Mm-hmm. And we're looking for other opportunities to activate that space. And that's just one example of things that we're trying to do to, you know, energize spaces that would otherwise be empty downtown.
I know it's certainly been tough coming back from the pandemic, when before that we kind of all expected certain festivals to be there, and things have really changed that way, right? I mean, it's not as simple as it once was.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we look for opportunities to really grow on things that have been successful. So, you know, we did the Santa Claus Parade downtown this past winter, brought it back to Olette, and now we're bringing the Canada Day Parade's going to be back on Olette this year. So we're super excited to bring that event, because parades and those things are great experiences where people who haven't been downtown in a while can come down and really experience downtown at its best.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to pass along to our listeners for getting downtown this spring and summer?
You know, just keep your ears open, keep your channel locked on AM 800, because you guys are the first to get the information from us, and we really appreciate all the support that you guys give the downtown.
Oh, we love it. We love to pass that along. We love hearing all the things you're doing down there, Chris. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That is Chris McLeod, chair of the Downtown Windsor Business Improvement Association. So once again, the Downtown Windsor Farmers Market returns this weekend on Saturday morning. The market will be open from 9 till 2 every Saturday of the season starting this weekend. They'll have 70-plus vendors and entertainers there too as well. All kinds of products that'll be sold there. They have to be grown, made, baked or produced by the vendor, or be an artisanal Canadian product. And so that's why you'll find so many wonderful things down there. So starting this weekend, 9 till 2 every Saturday of the season, starting now, and it goes until the end of October. Lots of time to get down there, but try it every week. Get all your vegetables, everything else you need. Oh, the baked goods that they have down there, I'm telling you.